Oh, hello. I can move to another table if you want to use this one. Oh, okay. No, that's fine. You're not bothering me. I was just doing a bit of reading before I get back to my dorm. My roommates can be pretty crazy, so at least here at the library I can get a bit of peace and quiet. No, sorry, I didn't mean that I want you to leave. That's not what I meant. You're in my advanced French literature class, right? Sorry, I'm not very good with faces, and I kind of tend to keep to myself. So I just wanted to make sure. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm doing pretty good so far, but it's not a big deal or anything. Well, I mean, if you really want to know, I got 100 in all of our exams so far, but it's not a big deal. And I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything. Oh, well, thank you. What about you? Ooh, that's not so good. I'm sorry. I didn't want to sound insulting or anything. I mean, everyone has stuff they're less good at, right? Like, it's fine. I'm sure that you'll do really well on the next one or something. I'm sorry if I'm not. Ugh. I don't really know what to say in these kinds of situations. Oh, yeah, this book. Yeah, it's Flowers in the Attic by V.C. Andrews. Well, I mean, I'm not going to bore you with all the details and stuff, but basically it's these kids and they're trapped in their grandma's attic and how they survive, and then it gets into this kind of incestuous romance. I swear, it's a really good book. It's just kind of hard to explain without making it sound super creepy. I mean, the writing's a bit weird sometimes, like it kind of sounds a bit old-fashioned. But at the end, you can't help but feel attached to the characters and their kind of vintage, perfect charm. It all ends up making you think about the ways that we can all isolate ourselves in. Sorry? Oh, yeah, I'm talking too much. I kind of get a bit excited when I'm talking about books. Yeah, I always liked reading. It helps me escape and explore all kinds of different worlds, and, you know, kind of lets me meet a variety of people through the eyes of artists who write them, and yeah, it probably sounds really sad. I'm generally a bit better expressing myself, but I don't talk to guys all the time, probably sounded even sadder. Oh, you specifically came here to talk to me? But, like, why? Oh. Seriously? Because I'm good in this class? Oh. Listen, I'm not going to do your homework for you, if that's what you want. You're not the first guy to ask me. I guess you all just assume that since I'm some lonely loser that I'll do anything just to get some guy's attention. Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I just have enough self-respect to understand that you're just looking for a way to slack off. And, worst of all, to make fun of me.
Ooh. It's just to help you study? Oh. Oh my god. Oh. My bad. Sorry about that. I stuck my foot in my mouth. Stuck my foot in my mouth. I kind of assumed that you wanted me to do all your work, and since that's already happened with about three guys, and they just made the final exam announcement, and I guess I thought you were like them. God, you probably think I'm such a bitch. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for understanding. It's just, ugh. I have trouble trusting people. I don't know, but you seem like a nice guy, and I really like that you're trying to do your best. So, if you can forgive me for what just happened. Yeah, just right there. I guess I could help you study, if that's what you want. I don't know if I'm any good at teaching things, though. So, please just, I'll do my best at it, okay? just keep your expectations kind of low. Like, don't expect too much. What? Thank you. It's really nice to see that you're ready to work hard for this class. You seem really smart, so I'm sure that once I explain everything, you'll have an easy time with the exam. Thanks. I guess I probably seem quite smart. But you seem like you have more than just the one type of intelligence. Unlike me. What? I mean that there's more than just academic intelligence, you know, which is what I have. there's social intelligence, emotional intelligence. Those are types that you seem really good at. You seem to have a lot of friends in class. I mean, you're able to just come up and talk to me. I could never have done that. Oh. You mean like a trade? So you would teach me something? Like how to better understand people? That would be really nice. Oh my gosh. I really like that idea. This is the perfect arrangement. We can both teach each other what we're best at, and we both get better at these things. Thank you. I'm really happy with this idea, and well, thanks for actually respecting me. It's nice to feel appreciated once in a while. To be honest, I think we should probably study someplace else if you're going to teach me how to be more socially intelligent. I guess I'd rather not be in front of people. I sort of get flustered a bit easily. You can maybe understand. Yeah, well, as I said, my roommates are pretty crazy. We wouldn't really have much privacy. Oh. You're alone in your dorm? Ooh, you must be paying extra for that. Oh. Your roommate's away on vacation then. Well, then that sounds perfect. We can have privacy to teach each other stuff. Sorry, I'm making it sound awkward. But I guess you'll help me with that, right? And I promise I'll teach you everything you need to know for the exam. Sorry, I don't want to keep you busy if you have somewhere to go, but maybe after class tomorrow I can stop by your dorm and we can get to learning, teaching, you know. Great. All right. See you then. Yeah. See you then.
Oh, hi there. It's me. Oh, was this not a good time? I'm sorry. I should have contacted you first. I didn't know your number, and I didn't know what other classes you have. And okay, good then. I just assumed that since you were in your boxers, that maybe you forgot that I was coming. But this is your place, so I don't want to sound like I'm being a rude guest. I just, well, at this point, I guess you already know, know that I'm shy. I don't have to remind you. No. You don't have to change if you're comfortable. I have to learn to stop being so awkward anyways. May I come in? Oh, good. I'll just find somewhere to put down my books. So sorry for bringing so many. I guess I went a little bit overboard with all my resources and teaching materials, and I brought too many and probably a lot more than I need, and I'm just gonna put them down on the table over here. Oh, it's a really nice place that you have here. My dorm room doesn't look as neat as yours, but that's mostly because I never have time to clean up after my roommates. I really like what you've done with the walls. All these movie posters really give it a college feel. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, sorry. Just don't pay any attention to me or what I'm saying, not saying, trying to say. Thank you. I don't know. People tend not to notice how I dress. I guess I'm not really showy or anything, but I like this dress, so it's nice to know that, well, I'm not the only one who does. Yeah, I guess it does match the color of my glasses. I never tend to think of that when I'm picking outfits out, to be honest. You're really observant. I guess that helps with this whole being good with people thing, huh? Actually, if we're talking about that, do you think it would be okay if we started with what you're going to teach me? I think it might help me get a bit more comfortable before I teach you what you need to know. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure that part will be done pretty quickly. I went over the subject matter, and I'm sure you'll understand really, really quickly. It's kind of a domino effect. If you understand one thing, the next thing will come to you naturally. Oh, okay. Good. Thanks again for offering to help. I would have been more than okay with helping you for free. You know, I mean, you seem like a really nice guy. I mean, just hanging out with you will be fun, I'm sure. Sorry. I just keep being stupid. We can just get to the teaching, and I'll try not to be so embarrassing to myself. Get on the couch? Why? I guess you're the teacher. Sorry, I'll trust you. So where do we start? My posture? What do you mean? Oh, yeah. I do tend to keep my arms crossed, or at least in front of me, and you're not wrong about that. I was right. You're really observant. But what's wrong with that? Like, what's wrong with my posture? Like, oh, that's true. It does kind of make me seem closed. Sometimes I do tend to want to be left alone, though. So, but does it It doesn't make me seem like a bitch or anything, right? Like, I'm just shy. Like, okay. Oh. Okay, if I just let my shoulders down a bit. You think I'll seem a bit more open to conversation? But what do I do with my hands? Yeah, this dress has pockets. Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. They just don't put pockets in most of women's clothing. It's oh, put my hands in my pockets. Okay. Oh, okay. Like this? Is this okay? Okay, good then. Okay. What I'm really interested in is how am I supposed to approach someone? Like, if I see someone and I think they're interesting or they're cute or they're funny or how am I supposed to go talk to them? I don't know what to say. Well, okay, if we're saying that you're someone I want to talk to. Not that you aren't. No. Sorry. You understand. Okay. So if we're saying that you're someone I'm trying to talk to, okay. I guess I'd start by just saying hi. I guess. Well. Okay. I guess I'd say it like this. Hiya there. No. Oh, that was bad. Oh, hi, friends. No. Now I sound like a camp counselor. Ugh. See, I'm not good at this. I'm a hopeless. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I know you're trying your best, but it just seems like I'm doomed to be. Well, to be a lonely, unsociable mess. But at the same time, I'm talking to you and. That's already something, right? I mean, I've been wanting to talk to you for a while, and you did end up approaching me, and I managed to keep cool, and... Oh, I didn't mean to tell you that. I've been wanting to talk to someone new in general, so yeah, that's it. I didn't mean that I've been, like, looking at you or waiting to talk to you, that would just be sad, right? I mean, I just meant... Oh... You've been wanting to talk to me for a while? How come? Oh, thank you. I don't really see what's so interesting about me, but that's really sweet of you to say. I don't really know how to answer that, if I'm honest. I've been looking at you for a while now. You just seem so comfortable with people and friendly, and I don't know how, and you have all the stuff I wish I had, and, well, I mean, you have friends, and you have charisma, and you have the good looks, too, and, sorry, I'm embarrassing myself again. Just don't pay any attention at all to what I'm saying. I don't what? You what? What? You think I'm beautiful? You really mean that? Like, me? I don't know what to say. I can't believe you really think that I'm beautiful. Full? No. I'm sorry. You didn't do anything wrong. I didn't expect you to do that. So I kind of needed to catch my breath. But I never really kissed someone before. So, I don't know if I'm any good at it. You can teach me. Yes. I think I'd really like that. Actually. I promise to be a good student. Yeah. God, I can't believe that you're actually, we're actually, well, that you're doing this. I just never thought a guy could ever, well, be interested in a girl like me, but I'm happy. I can't believe that you really think that I'm, well, that I'm beautiful. No, I'm sorry, you didn't do anything wrong. I just didn't expect you to do that, so I kind of needed to catch my breath. I've never really kissed someone before, so I don't know if I'm any good at it. You can teach me? Yes, I think I'd like that, really. Like that. Actually, God, I can't believe you're actually doing this. I never thought a guy like you could ever be interested in a girl like me, but I'm happy. Oh, so happy. I can feel how hard you're getting against me. No, it's okay. Actually, I'm really happy to know that I can actually turn you on. I never dared to dream that something like this could ever happen to me. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. Can you take off my dress? I really don't think I'm brave enough to do it by myself, for myself. Oh, thank you. I guess I never wear anything that really shows off my breasts. I'm happy you think they look nice. Sorry, no one's ever really caressed them before. I guess I'm a bit sensitive. I can feel you throbbing against me. I want you to remove my bra. I want you to see my breasts. Oh, my nipples have gotten so hard. Yeah, I'm happy you can see how happy you're making me. Oh, your tongue. Please be gentle. I'm really sensitive. Oh, but don't stop. Oh, it feels good. Really good. Oh. I don't need these panties anymore. Can I take your hand? I want to show you. To show you how wet I am. Here. Can you feel what you've done to me? I've never been so wet before. Oh, just feeling your mouth against my skin. I feel like the pleasure's gonna drive me insane. But I don't want you to stop, please. So please, oh, keep doing that. Oh. Mm-hmm. Actually, fuck it. I need you, okay? I need you to... Oh, I need you to fuck me. A part of me really wants you to do all those things to me that we... Before that I've never actually done. I need you to fuck me right now, okay? Like, if you don't, I'm gonna lose control. I've never wanted anything more, so please... Oh, please fuck me. Here, I'll... Oh, I'm just gonna spread my legs. Oh, please get inside of me. Oh, oh, holy fuck. You feel so big. Just wait a bit before moving further. I need to get used to your girth. I'm really happy that we're doing this. I'm so happy to feel you inside of me. I never dreamt that this would happen to me, or that you would ever notice a girl like me. Okay. Okay, you can start to move a little bit, but it doesn't hurt anymore. Oh my god. Oh, this feels like it's like a friction that feels so good. Oh, I can't explain it. Oh, fuck. Oh, please. Please go faster. Oh, please. Please fuck me faster. Oh, holy shit. Thank you. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. Does it feel good for you? Oh, really? Good, because I feel so good. I'm happy that I can make you feel good. I want you to feel as good as I feel right now. Oh, please. Please kiss me. Thank you. Oh, thank you for making me feel so fucking good. But wait. Stop. No, you're not doing anything wrong. I want to turn around so that you can pull my hair. Yes, I'm sure. I need you to fuck me as hard as you can. So, please, don't hold back anymore. I want you to get a little rough, if that's okay. That's right, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right, yes. Oh, God. Ah, that's fucking right. Oh, fuck me as hard as you can. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me until you don't have the strength to fuck anymore. Fuck me. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Pull my fucking hair. Oh, God. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck me harder than that. Spank me. Spank my fucking ass. Fuck. Keep going. Don't stop fucking me. Don't stop spanking me. I want to feel it for a week. I want you to fucking mark my body. I want you to make sure that I belong to your fucking cock. That's right. Come on. Harder. Fuck me. Fuck me harder than that. I don't care if you're tired. Just fuck me harder. Yes. I feel like I'm on fire. You're making me see white. Come on. Keep pulling my hair. That's right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for teaching me. Oh, thank you for... Oh, fuck. I think I'm... Oh, God. Oh, my entire body's trembling. What's happening? What's... Oh, fuck. Oh, holy shit. Oh, oh, you're coming too. Oh, come on. Oh, please come inside me. Fuck, fucking come inside me. Oh, that's it. Oh, please. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's, ah. Oh my, I hope I didn't scare you. I don't know what came over me. I couldn't control myself, and I felt so good, and I'm sorry if it was too intense. Well, I'm glad you thought it was hot. I just still can't believe that any of this happened. To be honest, it all felt so surreal. But I'm really happy it happened. And I'm really lucky that I got a guy like you to be my first. I still feel... I feel embarrassed about how I acted, to be honest. I've never been this upfront or controlling before. I'm sorry if it was too scary for you or too intense, but I'm still really happy you accepted to teach me. But if it's okay, I'd like to take a little nap before I teach you the stuff needed for the exam.
Wait, what? What do you mean you didn't actually need me to help you study?
Could have fooled me. Yeah, you did fool me. Hmm.